road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again.
Morning Drive, take three. Good morning, all. Welcome once again to another exciting episode of The Morning Drive with Will and Jake. Here, coming to you from the fifth floor station studio of the Reynolds Club. And by Reynolds Club, I of course mean the Regenstein Library. We're starting a little late on the drive this morning. It's 9:26 as opposed to 9. I have an excellent story for why this is the case. As you know, I was biking here on my 1967 Schwinn Latour, when suddenly I was surprised to learn mid-flight that my back wheel had fallen off. Basically, it was sort of a...
Sounds painful, Will.
No, it was fine, but it was sort of a Looney Tunes moment because I was going, and then I looked down, and as soon as I looked down, that's when I started to fall because I saw my back wheel was no longer there. I fixed it up. It's never going to be the same, but the good news is that we now all know... how I'm going to die. My back wheel's going to fall off and I'm going to crash into a car. Okay, cool. So, minor morning mishaps aside, we're all doing okay, considerably, you know, the state of the university at this point. Which really brings me right to my first point here. Jake, art section, I wrote an excellent article on what was allegedly the history and intrigue of conspiracy theories. Related.
It was really, I would say, just a thinly veiled commentary on recent events.
As they all are. Well, this was made in light of... Backstory. I wrote this article two nights ago in light of recent events. The recent events being people having all manner of conspiracy theories as to how this campus hacking crime was potentially fake. And so I wrote a long dissertation about how these guys are kooky kooks. And we should never believe conspiracy theories because they're always wacky and we just need to face facts about the world being evil and dishonest. Okay. Hindsight's 20/20. Turns out it was, in fact...
Remember, they were all right.
They were all right. They were all right.
Every single one of them.
So I had to tweak it a little bit to reflect that. So what happened was, quick rundown, this gentleman... We won't name names. I'm not going to kick a man when he's down. But this gentleman fabricated this hack... In fact, the inflammatory language was his own. He took credit for it. The Maroon did some excellent reporting yesterday in the office, breaking the story as it broke. So we got the word, and then the confession came. Obviously, everyone on campus is either looks like an idiot or a racist, and most people that you see who were formerly defending this gentleman are just sort of crying into their coffee right now, and everyone's kind of being somber. Jake, how did you receive these events and or my amazing article about them?
Well, I mean, I got to say, I only just read the last two paragraphs of your article.
Well, that's the gist, really.
About 20 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Upon your request. It was a good one.
Thank you.
Good two paragraphs. Yeah, I don't know. Befuddlement, perhaps. The whole thing is just, like, almost too just weird.
Well, it's
like,
but it's
what
weird.
What is happening?
It's weird, but there's also the voyeuristic element where everyone on campus, apparently, all the silent majority people who didn't say anything for fear of getting their heads bitten off by this, are now just smiling and laughing to themselves, just being like, this is delicious.
I mean, like, that's the thing, right?
It's yeah.
Like, there was, like, a brief moment in all this where, like, it seemed something significant was taking place. To be clear, something significant still should and probably can take place about a lot of features of this campus.
Right, but I
mean...
But
the fact that this whole thing that was at the center of it is just, like, a piece, like, you know,
yeah.
Of crap.
This is a much more hilarious and delicious story, unfortunately, than the original story. And, you know...
No, I mean, the worst part is, the guy who's responsible, he took himself to somehow be furthering the cause
yeah.
with this post.
Yeah.
It's just alarmingly stupid.
I think the big mistake being made currently, and this is debatable, is that, as far as I can tell, is what I've seen on Facebook posts, most people seem to be rushing to give condolences to this gentleman for this heinous act which he did commit. Which is
it's okay. It's okay. You're it's an asshole, but
it's less than that. It's more like this gentleman sort of issued this, what I see is, and I'm going to be kind of a dick here, but it's a kind of a faux apology in which they blamed mental illness, the classic insanity card, Twinkie defense, if you will, and then had a long stream of very over-the-top language, obviously trying to curry favor and support and sympathy and pity from all of their friends who are now rushing to do exactly that. Culture of sympathy is a good thing, but I mean, goddammit.
Not when it isn't deserved.
Goddammit, this guy's a fucking jackass. Anyway, I'm not going to kick a man when he's down, but he should at least be kicked. I mean, no.
I'm not going to kick a man when he's down, but, like,
let's push him down a little bit. I mean, like, he's got to know what he did was wrong, and I'm sure he does, but not apparently in a nuanced way that we all want.
Apparently you weren't reading his comment, because he said in all caps, I am the only one responsible for this.
I mean...
No shit, Sherlock.
That's... I know, it's like kind of a... Yeah, I mean, the best thing to do, obviously, for this gentleman at this point, for me, anyway, if he wants to make me happy, just to stop posting on Facebook and to, you know, get rid of all these fucking assholes.
I mean, to either his great credit or his great, whatever the opposite of credit is.
Shame. Yeah.
He still has a Facebook account.
Yeah.
Which is bold.
It is.
To say the least.
Well, it's sort of hard to dig yourself any deeper than... This gentleman already did. I mean,
he said it. So he said in his little post about why he's so sorry that he was going dark for a little while.
Yeah.
Which, like, first of all, I find amusing for, like, a 20-year-old freshman to say they're going dark. Like, this isn't the CIA. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
And second of all, you're still on Facebook. That's like, you've already failed to go dark.
Going dark, I think, means maybe for him, he's just going to shut up. Well, now you may think I'm foolish for the foolish things I do. You may wonder how come I love you when you get on my nerves like you do. Well, baby, you know you love me. There ain't no secret about that. But come on over here and hug me. Baby, I'll spill a fact. Well, talk about something that doesn't matter. Sports, what happened?
I appreciate the intro. Mm-hmm. What did happen? Women's soccer sadly knocked out the Sweet 16 against Ilves 3-2 in overtime. It was a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Tough loss, but they're a good team. Got a lot of talent on that side. Hopefully they'll kick on next year, see what happens. Probably the biggest news this weekend, though, Kat Young is an All-American. And cross country, she finished 12th in the national championships. That's a big deal. So good for her.
Good
That's
for her.
Say. Cross country.
Tip of the hat to Kat Young.
It's both tiring and uncomfortable.
Yeah, it sucks.
She managed to do it for a full season.
I often see her running around. She can run. I'll say that much.
I know that's the thing I don't like about the cross country team.
They run.
Like they run like just across the streets. Like they're rubbing it in your face.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
When you do this, like you like. Wheeze your way around like one block and then
yeah.
Cry yourself to sleep.
I often see my former roommate Bill Whitmore running around.
Wild Bill.
Wild Bill.
Run around the apartment.
And he'll go off for a light, you know, 15-miler, and his baseline easy Sunday jog is much faster than my sprint. So I feel bad. But okay, sportsmen, you know, they run. I think we can all agree.
Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing.
Jake wanted to do it. I don't know how this was going to work. Jake wanted to do a Thanksgiving edition of the podcast.
We've been bogged down by bullshit.
Well,
okay, that's not our fault.
No, I just wish we all, I guess we say what we're thankful for.
This is a time for positivity.
Did you want us to be thankful for arts and sports related content or just everything?
I mean, everything, anything, literally anything you can cling on to in these dark, dark times.
If we're focused on what the podcast is ostensibly about.
I'm thankful we have 4 days off so I don't have to deal with this shit.
Well, you certainly do if you're on the internet. So there's that.
Maybe I'll just switch it off for a few
minutes. Maybe you'll just turn off the internet. I'm thankful for, I guess we should, if I'm talking about arts, I'm thankful for something. I get to see, apparently, I'm finally going to get to see that awesome Steve Carell movie, Foxcatcher. I'm excited about it.
Ooh, Channing Tatum.
It looks really good. And it, by the way, this is both of our thing because it is, in fact, a sports film.
Yeah. So Oscar bait? Question mark?
Perhaps. Maybe, is this going to be the like one of a few sports-related films to win the Oscar?
Maybe. I don't think it will win Best Picture, but it might. There's some acting potential in there.
Well,
certainly Steve Carell is eyeing that statue.
Let's not conflate acting potential with Channing Tatum in any regard. Because
hey, man, Channing Tatum has an underrated screen presence.
I would say he's overrated. His presence, he's a large set of pectorals on screen, and he can't act for shit. Jake, what are you thankful for besides Foxcatcher?
I'm thankful for how about this? I'm thankful for a great season of Maroon Sports. How about that? I mean, I'm not that thankful, but I can say that I'm not thankful, which amounts to almost something similar.
Yeah, I mean, are people pretty jammed about how well we did?
Yeah, pretty jammed. I don't know what jammed means.
Pretty excited.
Okay, well, there you go.
Just trying to street it up for the kids.
All you kids out there.
Okay, well, then we're happy. I mean, you know, maybe. We were going to do, as we do, the Facebook newsfeed, but unfortunately it's full of...
it's full of terrible, terrible news about the just awful level of racism.
Very serious things of which we know nothing about and can't comment. Except for the fact, everyone, get excited. HBO's True Detective has cast Rachel McAdams and Taylor Kitsch in its second season.
Isn't Taylor Kitsch the one from Twilight?
We just talked about Taylor Kitsch 2 weeks ago about how much we hate him. He was the guy who fucked up Battleship and John Carter of Mars.
Oh, God.
He's the box office poison who no one wants to see on screen.
I feel like that doesn't make any sense why they would cast that guy.
Well, let me make a case. He was Tim Riggins, excellent sportsman on film, great college ball player in Friday Night Lights. And he is, I think, he's either from the South or he can do a great Southern accent. And I think that all he needs to do is put on a Southern accent and look disheveled and it'll be fine. Okay? Matthew McConaughey was once also a terrible Southern actor. And now
he was once a good Southern actor. Then he became a terrible Southern actor. Then he became a good
When was
Southern
he ever actor. A good Southern actor besides Dazed
and Confused?
Besides Dazed and Confused.
Okay, so that's an example then. That's one. The point still stands.
Okay, I mean, an outlier, maybe. Okay, fun, good, that's neat. Yeah, okay. The Morning Drive. We'll be back next Friday. It's going to be a while. In the interim, I hope your flights aren't delayed. I hope you get home. I hope you have a good Thanksgiving and enjoy a hot meal, you know, with a good roof over your head and plenty of people you like. That's what Thanksgiving is. Football, watch it. Who's playing? The Lions, by the way. Get excited. Ask the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see?